Welcome back to the WCHL 2014 Year in Review. Now, once again, here's Aaron Keck.
We have counted down our top 10 news stories and our top 10 newsmakers of the year 2014 in our community, all the way to number 2. And now it is time to reveal this year's number 1s. No surprise, in a year once again dominated by news of the UNC academic athletics scandal, both of our number 1s this year were on campus, whether campus wanted them there or not.
I had athletes tell me their hopes and dreams, but I couldn't do anything about that. They were African-American studies majors, and they took bogus paper classes. That's criminal.
In January, the scandal at Carolina, already more than 3 years old, took a new twist when an academic advisor named Mary Willingham appeared on CNN with a set of shocking statistics. She said she checked out the reading levels of 183 UNC football and basketball players over an 8-year period and found that most of them read at an 8th grade level or below.
You know, they took all these bogus paper classes, and they left the university still woefully underprepared for probably even a high school. That's wrong, and we owe them.
What followed was a highly contentious and occasionally nasty debate as UNC officials denounced Willingham and UNC's critics hailed her as a hero. Everybody had an opinion about Mary Willingham.
I think these numbers are wildly incompatible with that claim.
Their response should have been all along to try to arrange a conversation with her. Instead, they orchestrate a denunciation campaign.
Did she violate FERPA? I mean, it appears that she accessed student records without consent.
Her character was assassinated. Her academic integrity was impugned. I think UNC owes a big thank you to Mary.
By the middle of the year, Mary Willingham had been accused of violating federal law and plagiarizing her research, and she'd lost her job at UNC. But she'd also gotten people talking about a new facet of Carolina's academic scandal, and in the process, she became the focal point of the increasingly intense debate for the better part of the year.
I'm certainly not going to bring anybody under the bus with me because it's, you know, not too pretty under here. But I think you're going to hear from more people. We've got a movement going, folks.
Mary Willingham, our number one newsmaker of the year. And that brings us to our number one news story of the year, an event that was eagerly anticipated all year long. And when it finally came, it brought revelation after revelation that stunned a campus community that thought it had heard it all. You may have noticed we've managed to make it through this entire hour looking back at 2014 without once mentioning the name Weinstein. But we're not going to make it all the way. The date was October 22nd. Our number one news story of 2014, the Weinstein Report.
There really wasn't even a professor involved, and that Deborah Crowder was doing the grading. We found that 5 of the ASPSA counselors knew exactly what was going on with these classes.
I am deeply disappointed in the duration and the extent of the wrongdoing.
And they took affirmative steps to take advantage of them. They steered a number of their student athletes to these classes, specifically because they were, in their terms, GPA boosters.
As well as the lack of oversight, specifically vital missing checks and balances.
Some of the counselors at ASPSA actually would suggest to Deborah Crowder what grades she should give to the student athletes who were in her class. And in terms of women's basketball, there was a counselor there, Jan Boxall, who knew completely what these classes were all about and steered students to them.
The Crowder-Nangoro scheme marks a horrible chapter in the history of this great university. And we would all agree that it continued unchecked for way too long.
131 pages, 18 years of fraudulent classes, 3,100 students, 1,500 student athletes, 9 UNC employees facing discipline or dismissal, and incalculable damage to UNC's reputation that we must now begin to recover. Kenneth Weinstein's report on academic irregularities on campus, commissioned in February, delivered in October, and easily our number one news story of the year. And that wraps up our look back at the year 2014. Did your picks match up with ours? Tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro or find us on Facebook and let us know what you think should have been on our list. Thanks for joining us this hour and all year long, and we'll see you again in 2015.